107.7, the sound that sets you free. 107.7. Rasil Seva Pansiva, the sound that set you free. Nou ja, dit was ons ononderbroke muziek. Ons gaan vervolgens luister na een lied van Lamont Dozier. You Make Me a Believer. En net daarna gesels ons met ons gast. Dit is natuurlijk Nersa. En die na enige een van julle een vraag het vir hulle, is julle meer as welkom om dit vir my te stuur na 0824-1077.
City's favorite, KC 107.7.
KC 107.7.
Yes, you're tuned to KC 107.7, the sound that sets you free. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, I mentioned something about Nersa. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask it. And I'll ask it to the representative of Nersa. Ms. Maluleke, welcome on KC. How are you, ma'am?
Thank you, Avril, for having me. Representing the National Energy Regulator. Thank you.
Okay, tell us more about
it. To all the listeners of KCFM.
Okay, thanks for that. Welcome and welcome to you too, ma'am. Explain to us who and what is Nersa.
Okay, Nersa is a regulatory authority that was mandated by Parliament to regulate electricity, pipe gas, and petroleum pipelines under the National Energy Regulator Act 40 of 2004. In a simple terms, NERSA is like a referee between electricity suppliers and electricity customers, meaning that NERSA is there to make sure that there is balance, there is fairness in the regulating of electricity industry here in South Africa. Thank you.
And what are the functions of NERSA in the electricity supply industry?
The functions of NERSA is to issue licenses with conditions for the operation of generation, transmission, and distribution facilities. We also, when we talk about the independent power producers, also they must have registration certificates as well under renewable energy. These are projects under 100 kilowatts. So all the projects that are above 100 kilowatts, they need to register with NERSA as IPPs under renewable energy. Secondly, we set and approve tariffs for electricity for ESCOM and municipalities. We also monitor and enforce compliance with license conditions. Remember, with the licenses, it has conditions. Those conditions, they need to be adhered by suppliers of electricity, meaning that we do audits in all our licenses in our ESCOM and municipalities to make sure that they adhere to those complying with those licenses. And also we do dispute resolution, meaning that we do complaints of electricity customers and also complaints of suppliers themselves, meaning that there might be, for example, a dispute between ESCOM and municipal, and also a dispute between a customer, an electricity customer, with the supplier of electricity, for example. And lastly, we set applicable standards for the supply of electricity. And lastly, we determine conditions of supply. Remember, when you talk about conditions of supply, meaning the agreed terms to supply needs to be followed by our suppliers I will stop it there.
Okay, and this is the next question is a very critical question. How does NERSA determine tariffs for ESCOM and the municipalities? How do they do that?
Yes, the first thing, we need to make sure that there is a tariff application that we receive from ESCOM, which is a proposed tariff. Because most of the people, they think that the proposed means is the final tariff. No. ESCOM must come to NERSA. As us, we are the regulator, they must submit their proposal to ESCOM, to NERSA, meaning that this is an application that they will ask for a proposal of, for example, 36%, and then NERSA will take that proposal and make sure that the process is that they look into how much does it cost for ESCOM to supply electricity to the country. So it means that they will bring in the tariff application. And secondly, the second part, it will come when we ask to our people, our consumers, our stakeholders to come to do the public participation. We call upon everybody, all the 9 provinces of South Africa, to come and respond to this proposal of ESCOM, meaning that we hold public hearings and allow stakeholders, municipalities, industries, business people, any individual that is an electricity customer to come and present why they don't want that price increase. What we mean basically, it means we are giving people a say into this determination of electricity. We don't just take our part, cost of labor, revenues, petrol, inflation, economy. We also talk to the people on the ground to make sure that they have a say, they know what ESCOM is requesting. Are they happy about that? And thirdly, it will be the process where we determine the prices of electricity, making sure that we look into all the criteria, the requirements, and all that is affecting our economy to make sure that our people get the price that they deserve as electricity customers. And for municipalities, the same thing goes on while they will also come and propose the rate that they will ask from NERSA, and then NERSA will take that application, make sure that they make all the tariff structure according to the tariff structure of all, whether you're a rural, you're staying in rural, you're a businessman, or you're in a residential place. So it will depend on where we stay, and then you will also be affected by the tariff that you are able to afford. So that's where and NERSA will come to make sure that all for people who are supplied by ESCOM, their tariff increase will take effect from every year in 1 April, and then for our municipalities, all of them, and the private suppliers, their increase will take effect from every year in 1 July. Thank you.
Ma'am, thanks for that explanation. I didn't know that. Thanks for that explanation. I think that the people here also value that you shared with us. Can you still tell us, and what is free basic electricity?
Well, free basic electricity is a government initiative that was designed to provide low-income households with a limited amount of free basic electricity every month. Meaning that these are the vulnerable people, people who are not working, people who are unemployed, our elderly, who are indigent in nature. These are the people that get that essential electricity to make sure that they have their basic essential needs for electricity, like lighting a light, boiling water, and so forth.
So that means that it's only the elderly people, or are there other people that also qualify for free basic electricity?
It's not only the elderly, the people who are the indigent, who are low-income households. For example, for each municipal, it depends. Some of them, they will say if you are earning less than 7,000, you qualify. But others, they will say 6,000. So it depends on a municipality. But people who are unemployed, people who are South Africans, people who are staying in that area and they have the levies, they are paying for the levies, and it's written in their name, the account is in their name. They are welcome to go and inquire about how to get the free basic electricity. But basically, somebody who's a South African, who's 18 years and older, who doesn't work, who's disabled, all the indigenous people, all the people who are vulnerable. But that doesn't mean that everybody qualifies. Doesn't mean that if you qualify yourself, your neighbor qualifies. Hence, it's very important that people must go and inquire with their municipalities and also their local councillors to make sure that they inquire how to get this free basic electricity and that do they really qualify to get this free basic electricity.
What is the process that needs to be followed if they want to apply for this free basic electricity?
Yes, that is the process. The process means that they must go to their municipalities and their local councillors if they can. But they must go to their local municipalities. That's why they will be given all the requirements and also to be put in the database for the indigent, so that they can get the free basic electricity. But they need to initially go and initiate to go into the municipal and inquire about how to get the free basic electricity.
How can US NERSA help us as an electricity paying, as me as an electricity paying customer when I'm having a complaint with the supplier?
According to the Electricity Regulation Act of 2006, we have been given the mandate to resolve disputes between suppliers and you as electricity customers, meaning that the turnaround for our complaints is more than less 120 days, but it will depend on the severity of the complaint. So all the complaints are not the same, but it will be corrected and rectified and resolved when the time comes. So the steps that one needs to follow is to make sure that first and foremost, you need to go and report or lodge a complaint with your supplier. For example, in Cape Town, you must lodge your complaint with the City of Cape Town if you stay within that municipality. If it's Eskom, you need to go to Eskom and lodge your complaint with that supplier. Then after, you wait upon the turnaround time that they would have told you to say that within 7 days or 2 weeks or 3 months or depending on the severity of the complaint. Then when you see that your complaint is not resolved, you go there, you complain, no one is assisting you, then you can come and escalate the matter to NERSA. You don't come straight to NERSA. You start with your supplier. When you don't get the job and when your complaint is not resolved, it's then that you escalate to NERSA. This is what I want. I'm happy to say today that our people must need to know that as a regulator, we are here to resolve their electricity complaints. And NERSA is here everywhere in the country. We have Office of Dispute Resolution Department where they deal with this complaint, where they go everywhere, where they resolve this, whether virtually or by email or by going there. It depends on the problem. They will resolve these issues of electricity.
Where can we get hold of NERSA? You mentioned something earlier about if we follow all this stuff and we couldn't get her help, now we can get to you. How can we get hold of you?
Thank you, Avril. Our contact telephone number is 012-401-4600. And for our complaints that we were speaking about now, the email is complaints@ersa.org.za. And they can also follow us on our web or on our social media spaces at NERSA. For our Facebook is @NERSA_ZA. For our X is @NERSA_ZA. And we also have LinkedIn @NERSA_RSA, where they'll get all these prompts of notification of what's happening in our organization and what's going on. And also for people who are looking for jobs, we also put our careers in these social media spaces. I will stop right there. But our office is national. We are based in at Pretoria, Acadia, 526 Madiba Street. You can also call us. You can also ask for our office to call you back so that you can lodge for complaint. Because we need to make sure that everybody can afford to call us. We will call them back to make sure that their complaints are resolved.
Ma'am, thank you very much for your time explaining to us what it all means, NERSA it all means. Now we have a clear understanding. Thanks for your time explaining to us. We definitely understand more. And thanks for the help that NERSA also give the person on the ground. Thanks again and all of the best for your work.
Thank you very much, Evan. Okay. Have a nice day.
You too,
ma'am. Thank you, listeners. Bye.
Bye.